أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يخسر المبطلون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala further explains signs of His great Qudrat, and also from there Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained that the non-believers have just make unnecessary excuses. And as it is said in Urdu, agar tu hi na maane to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to accept, you make 1,001 excuses. So they just made excuses for not bringing iman. But Allah Ta'ala explained that what will happen to them on the day of Qiyamah. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ اور اللہ ہی کا راج ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. And it's all, whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs solely to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From this also, in here is proof of the existence and the oneness of Allah, that everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And as in many ayats Allah Ta'ala has explained, Allah has set the sun on its course, the moon on its course. And these things cannot change. They are following that cause of Allah Ta'ala all the time. The day and night that follow each other, that is also set by Allah Ta'ala, and nobody and no power can change that. The direction of the winds, the power of the winds, the waves, the seas, all this is solely in the control of Allah Ta'ala. All this proves that Allah is the creator of all this, and Allah is the controller of all this. This is in this dunya. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ اور جس دن قائم ہوگی قیامت. Similarly, everything will belong to Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And everyone will see clearly. Then there will be no doubts left to anyone. يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ اس دن خراب ہوں گے جھوٹے. And in that day, the wrongdoers, the liars, the people who are on falsehood, they will be suffering great, great disaster on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَرَا كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ اور تو دیکھے ہر فرقہ کو بیٹھے ہیں گھٹنوں کے بل. And you'll see everyone will fall on their knees on that day. On the day of Qiyamah, before all the things start, the hisab, kitab, accountability, Jahannam will be brought forward in front of the people. And then it will be unveiled, and the people will see the flames of Jahannam and the noises and screaming of Jahannam like a sea that is gone wild, not only wild, but that is totally out of control. At that time, it comes in the hadith, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will also fall on his knees and say, Nafsi, Nafsi, O Allah, please save me, please save me. And every Nabi will say that, till finally our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, Ummati, Ummati. He will make dua for his ummat. In other words, it will be a very, very frightful day, the day of Qiyamah. Kullu ummatin tud'a ila kitabiha. Har firqa firqa bulaya jaye apne daftar ke paas. And each and every group will be called to their actions. In this world, whatever we are doing, it is being recorded by Kiram and Katibin. And there are other systems of Allah's recording also carrying on. And every person will be said, according to your actions of the world, now you will see the reaction. If you did good, you are going to get good today. And if you did bad in your life, you will have to pay for it accordingly. So each one will face the consequences of his actions. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ آج بدلہ پاؤ گے جیسا تم کرتے تھے. Today you will find your reward and your returns according to what you had done in the world. هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق یہ ہمارا دفتر ہے بولتا ہے تمہارے کام ٹھیک. And this is our record of your deeds, your nama amal, and it will be presented to you, and you can see for yourself what your report is, what your actions were in the world, and exactly, perfectly, it will not miss out anything. We now, as we grow older, many become pious, give up their wrong, bad habits, etc. And perhaps we haven't made Tawbah of our gunas, but they are still in our record. We can forget them, but they are not forgotten by Allah. They are in our record. If a person makes sincere Tawbah, then it is wiped out of our records. So a person must make Tawbah. Otherwise, our record of deeds, everything what we did while we were small and young, while we were at high school, in college, etc., during our young days, whatever habits we had and whatever we had done, it is all recorded and it will be presented to us. However, if a person makes sincere tawbah, then Allah Himself wipes it out from those records. Inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum ta'amadun. Hum likhwate jaate the jo kuch tum karte the. We were dictating all the time to the kiram and katibin all that which you had done. We had it written down. All your actions, what you looked at with your eyes, what you thought of, what you spoke, everything is being recorded, has been recorded, and it will be presented to every person on that frightful day of Qiyamah. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ So جو لوگ یقین لائے اور بھلے کام کیے. So when these consequences will come, then those people who in this worldly life had brought iman and they did righteous deeds, and this is recorded in the book of deeds, فَيُدْخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ So ان کو داخل کرے گا ان کا رب اپنے رحمت میں. Those people will be made to enter in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah also they will have the mercy of Allah, and finally they will be entered into Jannah, where the great mercy of Allah will enshroud them. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ یہ جو ہے یہی ہے صریح مراد ملنی. This is the great success. Success is not possessing things in this world for a little while, and that also which is just of a fraud and fake nature. It isn't genuine. Things of this world are not genuine. The real life is the life of Akhirat. And a person who gets the mentions of Jannah and gets the Hurul Een of Jannah and gets a wonderful rivers of Jannah, that is what is success. And the opportunity is now to prepare for it. How much we'll have iman in amali saliha, and we detest and turn away from sin, so much will be that success for us. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اور جو منکر ہوئے. And those people who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala during their lives of this world. أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ کیا تم کو سنائی نہ جاتی تھی باتیں میری. It will be asked of them, weren't my signs brought to you? Didn't my the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam come? Didn't you see the Muslims? Didn't you see the truth? They weren't all the signs of mine, weren't they taught to you and brought to you? Didn't you ever hear any azan? Didn't you ever see any Muslim, his particular way of dressing? If the question didn't come in your mind, who are these people? Why are they praying and making namazes at the airports, etc.? Our the da'wat of Islam, Allah has made it open and everywhere. فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ پھر تم نے غرور کیا اور ہو گئے تم لوگ گنہگار. But you people had pride in you, and you thought that you are better because of your evil way of dressing, your evil lifestyle. On that you thought you are better than these people who submit to Allah Ta'ala. And then not only that, but you turned around and you went in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and you passed your life like that. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ حَقٌّ اور جب کہے کہ وعدہ اللہ کا ٹھیک ہے. And when you were told that the promise of Allah is 100% true, that is that the religion of Islam, the day of Qiyamah, death, life in the qabr, when all these things were told to the non-believers, وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا اور قیامت میں کچھ شبہ نہیں, and that there was no doubt whatsoever on the day of Qiyamah, قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَسَّاعَ تم کہتے تھے ہم نہیں سمجھتے ہیں کیا ہے قیامت. They say we can't comprehend what is this قیامت. How are we going to be brought back to life after we have our bodies have decayed and only bones are left, and bones also got finished? How are we going to be brought back to life? إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنَّا ہم تو ہم کو آتا تو ایک ہی خیال سا. We were only thinking one thing. We were thought that this dunya is our God. God. Science is our God. And all the achievements of this dunya, buildings that we had put up, our sports events, all these things, we thought that is the object of life. And just that lifestyle, that evil lifestyle of ours, we thought that is everything. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ اور ہم کو یقین نہیں ہوتا. And in our worldly life, we did not have that iman and yaqeen. We did not believe that death is going to come. And what's going to happen in the qabr is going to happen. And qiyamah is going to happen. And what's going to happen on qiyamah's day is going to happen. We did not believe in all these things. And then they will suffer the consequences. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it clear, Allah is in control of this world and the akhirah. The foundation on which a person's goodwill and his goodness lies is to bring iman on Allah, obey the commandments of Allah, and stay away from his disobedience. Those people will be eternally successful, and otherwise there will be great destruction for a person on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.